The Women's March returns to cities around the globe ahead of the crucial 2020 election. 3 years ago, protesters took to the streets in droves the day after President Donald Trump's inauguration. An estimated 10,000 people showed up for the Helena March in 2017. Ronnie Whitaker is one of the organizers of this year's march in Montana's capital. She says it's been a long 3 years as the country has seemed to drift farther apart. But organizers are hoping to recreate the 2017 march in some ways.
We just felt like, boy, if we could pull all of the people from across the state together and feel that energy again, that would help carry us through.
The march is scheduled to start at noon at Memorial Park. The event also is commemorating 100 years since women gained the right to vote. The main women's march will take place in Washington, D.C. Whitaker believes actor Michelle Williams made a good point in her Golden Globes acceptance speech last week.
She said, when it is a time to vote, please do so in your own self-interest. And that is what we're asking women. And we are the largest body of voters. So let's go out and let's vote.
Whitaker says while women have made strides in representation since 2017, many issues have stagnated. She notes the Violence Against Women Act, for instance, has stalled in the U.S. Senate. The march this year also will focus on the rights of people of color and immigrants. For Big Sky Connection, I'm Eric Tegedov.